Now, there have been two professors from Wellesley College, Massachusetts, with a group of students visiting in the area for about the last week. And I believe they're going to continue on a little bit further into Ireland as well, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I'm delighted to have with me in the studio Professors Heather Corbally-Bryant and Lynn Veitte from Wellesley College. Both are poets and both are obviously teaching in the college as well. So first of all, you're both very, very welcome. Heather and Lynn. And maybe we'll go to Heather first. You know, just a little bit of background. I mean, how did you choose to come to Ireland? Why, you know, how are your students enjoying it?
So it's been a long dream of mine to bring a group of students to Ireland. I started studying Irish literature in graduate school and hoped that one day I could bring a group of students here. And I connected with Joan McBreen, and she kindly offered to help me make some arrangements. And so my dream has come true, and we have 10 students here in Letterfrack with Lynn.
So, and are you staying in the cottages? No, you're not. You're staying in...
We're staying at Clover Fox.
In Clover Fox, the hostel there at the, behind the Bard's Den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, great. So you've been based in Letterfrack for the last week.
Yeah.
How are they enjoying the place?
They've had a grand time. They're sort of perplexed at how hot it is. We told them to
so are we.
We told them to bring fleeces and raincoats, and we've hiked the Diamond, and we've explored, and I think they're having a grand time.
And is it a sort of a holiday for them, or are you actually doing classes during the period?
No, we do classes in the morning. It's a writing course. It's an advanced writing course. Mm-hmm. So we do classes in the morning and expeditions in the afternoon.
And we'll bring Lynn in. Do you think the students are actually sort of taking in what they're seeing and experiencing around them and using it in writing?
Absolutely. This has been a total immersion experience for them. We have students who are focusing their undergraduate studies in many different fields. They're not necessarily literature specialists. But they have, from the minute they got here, we sort of began to expose them to assigned readings and poetry. They've read some fiction. We took the hike up the Diamond Trail, which was very interesting, and Joe Breen was kind enough to fill them in on many, many important details, many of which were literary. Some of them went to Mass with me on Sunday at St. Joseph's, and they were very interested in some of the artwork in the church. They've begun to make connections between historical events. We heard about from Professor Eva Walsh from Cork, Medicine Galway, and gave us a walking tour of the city, and then there was more history. And they've become quite conversant with sort of the high points, the timeline of the Easter Rising, the independence. And they've also been quite aware of current events, and they're making connections constantly. Then the poets that we've had come in and make references to these issues, and it gives them just, they've really taken in so much. They're sponges. They're really, and we've kept them very busy writing as well.
But they're really enjoying it, which is, I suppose, the main thing. Did you go around the Letterfrack Poetry Trail?
Yes, so Joe McBreen took us around the Letterfrack Poetry Trail, and that was a remarkable experience. And
obviously from that, or probably before that, you knew the history of this particular complex where we are now.
Yeah, so they've been very struck by the surrounding landscape. And the idea for the course was to think about why the West has produced so many artists and writers.
And they're beginning to understand.
I think they're beginning to understand.
Not only has it produced them, but of course, I think more than producing them, the writers and artists have always come here.
Yes.
You know, to because of the inspiration, I suppose, that they get.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're understanding.
So you're here actually, it's for about a 3-week trip, is it?
It's 2 weeks.
Two weeks, sorry.
Leave here on Saturday and go to Achill for 3 mm-hmm. days, and then we're going to Lewisburg.
All right, so you're sticking within the Galway, Mayo,
yes,
fairly close region.
Here. Yeah, we're staying west. Yeah,
yeah. You were saying you studied. I'm sorry, I didn't reintroduce Heather there. It's Heather that's speaking at the moment. You said that you You studied Irish literature yourself. Were you in Ireland doing that? Did you do it in Dublin or Galway or anywhere?
So my work is on Elizabeth Bowen, and I worked on her when I was in graduate school, and I made many trips to Ireland. I went to Dublin, yeah. I went to her house, the remains of her house outside Cork, and I've lectured at Cork and Galway, and I've stayed very active in the American Conference on Irish Studies, which is how I connected with Joan McBreen, yeah. and we've had Mary O'Malley come to read, and Mary Maydeck, and Eamon Grennan, and Geraldine Mitchell. Yeah. So it's a continuation of my interest in.
Well, I know you had a reading in the Artisan House the other day, who of course are fairly recent local publishers and doing wonderful work with the books that they're bringing out.
They were very generous. They opened up their studio for us for the reading, and then the students also saw the Curlew Players perform The Loves of Lady Gregory, which was a high point of the trip.
Yeah, it's excellent. And I must say, Roz does a wonderful job on Lady Gregory.
Amazing, yes.
It really does.
Completely amazing. Yeah. So we've been immersed, yeah.
So I'm delighted to hear that the students are really enjoying it so much and are taking so much from it. I think that's the important thing, isn't it?
Yes, and they write every day. So a group of them went up the Diamond a second time and rode at one of the lookout points for about an hour.
Right. Well, I didn't mention at the beginning, but both these ladies are actually poets in their own right. They both have books published of their poetry. And I did ask them when I knew they were coming on if they would perhaps each read a poem. So we might take one of those now and then maybe talk a little bit more and we'll take the other one. So who'd like to go first?
I will.
Lynn. That's Lynn. So yes. Lynn Vitti. And what's your poem you're going to read?
The poem is called Shades at the Reunion. And the poem was inspired by a high school reunion that was coming up that was a big one that ends in a zero. So there were a lot of people who hadn't made it to that benchmark, and we thought a lot about them during the reunion, so this is the poem that kind of grew out of that. Shades at the Reunion. When we gather like this around the table every 5 or 10 years, drinks in hand, raising toasts, in the back of our mind always are the ghosts. The cousin who died at 40 when the cancer flared. The school friend, gone at barely 50, she loved her smokes. Toxins in her genes teamed up to do her in. The rest of us, we've survived so far, though we're not sure why or how. We dare not probe. My friend, the hard-edged newsman, laughed when he told me his on-air transition phrase, elsewhere in the news, as if we could move from tsunami to oil spill to death of an ex-president with any kind of grace. When he lay dying in his hospital bed in Croton-on-Hudson, this old journalist stared at TV images of Baltimore burning. It's all like it was before, he murmured. Knowing all this, we sit in the cool air, September sun on our faces, hearing the songbirds carry on like Yeats' miracles in Byzantium.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I think we can all relate to the idea of reunions where some people are missing, very sadly. So I did hope we'd be able to chat a little bit more before having Heather read hers, but I'm looking at the time and we're going to be running out very soon. So perhaps I'd ask you to do yours now, Heather, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the poem I'm going to read is called Eve's Lament, and it's the title poem from my sixth collection, which came out last winter. Eve's Lament. You sat and stared in the mirror, wishing and wishing someone else could be there, that you could fill yourself up with something that might last. The waters rippled and your face teetered, shaking in the sunshine. I dared to tell you some things first, remember? Like who began the life of sin? An apple plucked right out of a tree.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely. I must say, both poems really, really very, very moving. So I suppose all I can do really is give our regards to your students and tell them that we hope they do very, very well while they're here. I will wish you a very enjoyable remainder of your stay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.